Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 5 in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. Well, what a week it has been here at the ballpark. The Sox have won 3 of the first 4. They've secured at least a split of this 6-game set. And all 3 victories this week have been walk-offs. On Tuesday, a walk-off balk out of all things wins the game for the Sox as Nellie Taylor Jr. scores from third. And then on Thursday, Kareem Ayoubi, a walk-off RBI single, keeps the Salem Beer Mongers, the alter ego for the Sox on Thursday nights, undefeated on the 2024 campaign. And then last night, Mr. Heater, the game of the year here in Salem, it's capped off by a Nizan Zanicello RBI single. It is an RBI single, but to get to that point was absolutely blasphemous. Just a back-and-forth contest last night. Flash forwarding to the eighth inning, you're tied at 5, the bases are loaded, 2 outs, Mr. Clutch, Nathaniel Ten is at the dish, down 0-2 in the count, he laces a ball down the left field line, it clears the bases, a bases clearing double, makes it 8-5, and you feel like the game is really under wraps. You go to the top of the ninth, you give up a 2 spot in the top of the inning, and you still have first and third with nobody out. Luis Talavera gets a strikeout. Then Liam Carroll goes to the pen, bringing in Roymond Blanco, and he gets the ground ball he needs. A chopper to the right side to Albert Feliz. The tying run in Tommy Hawk had darted off from third trying to score. The throw home was not in time, and it sailed wide. And while doing so, Welby and Francisco, the runner at second, had stayed put, and Ryan Cesarini, who was the hitter, had moved to second. There were 2 runners at second base, and the Sox got Cesarini in a rundown, tagged him out at second, and for whatever reason, Francisca had darted off the second base bag as the tag was being made. He's thrown out at third, a double play to end the inning. It still ties the game at 8, and then the bottom of the ninth hits. You get the one-out walk to Kelvin Diaz. He moves to second. You're down to your final out in the inning, and you're an out away from going to extras. And in steps Nizan Zanicello. And quite frankly, just a routine pop-up out to shallow right. It sent Christian Knapcheck back. And as he went further back towards the foul line, Ryan Cesarini called him off, and Knapcheck, I guess, didn't hear him. The two collided. Knapcheck drops the ball, and Design wins it on what is scored a walk-off single. Quite frankly, Gio, that is as wild of a baseball game as you will ever see here in Salem.
Yeah, definitely the wildest we've seen all year up to this point. I mean, I will raise you one last year at Fredericksburg when you had a 7-run advantage going to the bottom of the ninth. The Fred Nats claw all the way back. They hit a game-tying 2-out down to their final strike grand slam. And then you end up going to the 10th, and then the Red Sox hit a grand slam of their own to take a 11-7 advantage at that point and what ended up winning the ball game. That might be the wildest game I've ever seen at this level, but last night was certainly a very close second. And, you know, there was kind of a mix of, you could call it bad baseball, but also taking advantage of opportunities. Like, without the blunders, I don't think the result quite ends up as chaotic as it was. But, you know, it was fun when the post-game report took three pages to write.
Yes.
And that's because you didn't want to leave out any of the important details. So we had some fun taking care of the post-game work last night, no doubt about it. And the fireworks were phenomenal as well.
28 combined hits between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Lynchburg had 15. Salem had 13. And they win it 9-8 in Game 3 of the six-game set. Turning the page to what's currently going on the rest of the weekend. Well, the Sox are still two back of first place in the Carolina League North, behind the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Frednets just don't seem to lose while the Sox are winning. They win last night once again over the Columbia Fireflies, and as a result, Salem is still two back of first place with now 14 games left to go in the regular season. The Red Sox coming at 64-54 overall. They are 30-22. In the second half of play, the Carolina League North. The Hillcats are 62-54. They are 25-24 in the second half of play and are six back of first place with 14 games left to play. Going to have a good one here on the Saturday night from Salem. Awesome night for baseball. Should be a fantastic crowd, and there's much more to break down on the other side of this break. When we return, injury report and starting lineups on the other side, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame show rolls on from high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 in the six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. An injury report to start the game. The only update we have is, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the week, but Jojohn Gracia will come off the IL. He will make the start tomorrow on Sunday afternoon for the Salem Sox in the season finale against the Lynchburg Hillcats. He got 24 up and right now 23 up and two more to go as the Sox and Hillcats met 24 times in the 2024 regular season. So JoJo, who has been sidelined since the first week of July, will return tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing him take the bump. Time for starting lineups here in Salem. First for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, penciled in by second-year manager Jordan Smith. If you would take it away, Mr. Giovanni Hita.
No doubt about it. Well, the Lynchburg Hillcats roll out there. Tommy Hawk leads things off. He plays left field, and he's led off every single ball game but the Wednesday one this week. Christian Knapchek plays in the hot corner. He was at second base yesterday and had that crucial, you can't call it an error, but maybe a blunder is the way to put it, as Nizan Zanatello had that bloop single fall into right to walk off the ball game. So he moves from the right side of the infield to the left. He'll play the hot corner at third. Jason Chirillo, the center fielder, bats third, the fourth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. And the cleanup man tonight is the right fielder, Luis Marejo. Garrett Howe is the shortstop. He bats fifth. Logan Clark catching behind the dish this evening for the Hillcats. He's ready to bat sixth. Well, Juan Benjamin plays at first base and bats seventh. Manuel Mejias is the eight-hole hitting designated hitter this evening. And after a rest night last night for Mejias, he was 0-for-3 with a walk the night prior. And he was in that bottom of the order spot as a designated hitter in the nine-hole. That was on Tuesday night. He ended up going 3-for-4, had two base hits and a huge RBI double in the eighth. That was again at the nine hole. He moves up a tick to the eight spot tonight as the DH. And rounding out the batting order, playing at second base, the nine hole hitter, Fran Aldui, bats nine. Kyle Scott on the bump tonight for Lynchburg. He's 6-3 on the year. He's made 10 starts at the single A level and 21 appearances. He has a 3 ERA on the dot. He's dealt 81 total pitches, innings so far this season, I should say. 79 strikeouts to 25 walks, and he's surrendered 7 home runs in 2024. One more time through the Lynchburg 9. It goes Hawk, Knapchek, Chirillo, Marejo, Howe, Clark, Benjamin, Mejias, and Aldui.
Starting 9 now for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll, and it's actually a quite familiar group. Now, there are still some guys missing that we'll talk about in a little bit, but kind of a return to normalcy, if you will, in the starting nine for the Red Sox. And it leads off with the shortstop, Franklin Arias, the sixth best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, gets to start at short, and he's followed up by Nizan Zanatello, making his second professional start at second base for the Red Sox. He is the 18th best prospect in Boston's organization. The catcher, Brooks Brannan, hits third. He's the 27th best prospect in the Boston organization. And in the cleanup spot, it's the center fielder, Nellie Taylor Jr. The third baseman, Marvin Alcantara, is in the five hole. Second straight night that he's gotten the start at the hot corner, and for just the second time in his professional career. In the sixth hole, it's the right fielder, Nathan Utsin, at the clutch bases-clearing double yesterday in the bottom of the eighth that gave the Red Sox an 8-5 lead, one that the Hillcats would relinquish, but Salem able to walk it off in the home half of the ninth. The Thursday night hero, Kareem Ayoubi, hits in the seven hole. He plays in left field tonight for Salem. And Big Al, Albert Valise, is back in there in the eighth spot. Rounding out the starting nine in the nine hole, it's the designated hitter, Daniel McKelvey. So 1-9, it goes Arias, Zanatello, Brannan, Taylor Alcantara, Utsin, and Ayoubi, Feliz, and McKelvey. Juan Valera is the right-hander on the bump, and he has been so stout at the single-A level. Now, a little bit of a hiccup last time out, but overall, his numbers are tremendous. Does not have a decision, but has a 2.03 ERA. This is his fifth appearance, fifth start, 13 and a third innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs. They were earned, 12 strikeouts to 10 walks. So would like to get the walk numbers down, but Valera has been tremendous since coming up from the FCL in July. Mentioned the hiccup, only went an inning and a third last week in a loss to the Fredericksburg Nationals, in which he surrendered 3 runs. But prior to that, in his previous 3 starts, he had gone 12 scoreless between those 3 and had only allowed 1 hit. So for Juan Valera, the 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, he will toe the rubber once again tonight in Salem. Let's take a look around the Carolina League, I should say, because we got plenty going on here this evening. And The one the Sox are going to be paying attention to is one that is yet to start. They begin at 6:05, just like here in Salem. It's Fredericksburg and Columbia. The Sox are two back of first place in the Carolina League North, and they, quite frankly, need the Fred Nats to lose some ball games to put themselves in a position to win the second half crown and face off against the Carolina Mudcats in the divisional round in the second week of September. Already underway, the Mudcats and the Augusta Green Jackets at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. 2-0 the Green Jackets on top, bottom four in the great state of North Carolina. Also across the state in Kinston, tied at one between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Down East Wood Ducks, bottom four at Granger Stadium. And then yet to get underway, Lynchburg, Salem, Myrtle Beach, and Charleston, and the River Dogs still lead the way in the second half of play in the Carolina League South, and then the Fred Nats and the Fireflies, and then at 7:05 p.m. this evening, we got the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 14 games left to play in the regular season in the Carolina League, and the Sox are in position to potentially clinch their first postseason bid since 2021. Tell you what, it's a fun time of year. Last week of August, only have, what, 8 home games remaining, 6 more on the road, and it's as good of a time as ever to buy in to the Salem Sox. You got 2 more against the Lynchburg Killcats, then you go on the road and you face off against a team that has been replenished with some recent draftees, but the Delmarva Shorebirds have struggled quite a bit throughout the season. And the Sox hit the road for 6 in Salisbury against the Shorebirds this upcoming week. Then, to finish up the regular season, the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town. That is for 6 games, starting on Monday, actually, for Labor Day, and then the series will resume on Wednesday. So crunch time here in Salem. I'll tell you what, it's a fun time of year. Well, we're all set and ready to go for Saturday Night Baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sorry, we had an issue with our mic there just a minute. Trying to figure some stuff out on this end. But
I think I'm back.
Okay,
I think I'm back. Perfect.
Well, we're all set and ready to go for Saturday Night Baseball here from Salem. It's going to be a fun one. Game 5 of 6 in the 6-game set between the Hillcats and the Red Sox as the Sox look for a series victory over the Hillcats for, actually, get this, the first time this season. First 2 series, the Hillcats won 5 of the first 6, and then last time in Lynchburg, they split the 6-game set. Salem has won 3 of the first 4. First pitch is coming up on the other side of this break, but for now, step aside. Come back in just a second. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball all season long in 2024 from gorgeous Salem Memorial Ballpark. As always, on MILB.com and featured on MILB TV. We'll be right back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
The national anthem has come to a close here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia on Military Appreciation Night here in Salem. So we have a full color guard here in attendance as well as a marching band and then an entire American flag that is uncurled down the right field line. As the marching band and the colors make their way off the field, comes a rousing applause for that awesome rendition of the national anthem. And we're gearing up for some Saturday night baseball now here from Salem. Military Appreciation Night is always a great night. You get to honor so many that did so much for this country, and it is a very fitting theme for Salem Memorial Ballpark. You got the memorial, we never talk about this, the memorial out front of the stadium as well, kind of honoring some veterans here from Southwest Virginia, and very cool to see this. We still have the marching band and color guard making its way off the field, so we will keep it right here for just a second. And now the flag is going to be curled on up, and we're gearing up now for some baseball. Well, it's going to be a fun one. Game 5 of 6 in this 6-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Killcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Ready to start us off on play-by-play duties on this gorgeous Saturday evening. Let's turn it over to Giovanni Heater.
Oh, appreciate it, Carter. What an awesome, awesome rendition of the national anthem out there by the color guard here in Salem. And it's Military Appreciation Night here tonight. This is a military town, a military portion of Southwest Virginia. And so we're so excited to have many veterans out at the ballpark tonight enjoying the festivities with us. And we can't thank everybody enough for their service and their time spent defending our great nation. Well, the Lynchburg Hillcats in town. It's game number 5 of a 6-game set in the 460 rivalry this week. The Red Sox have won 3 of the 4 contests up to this point. And get this, folks, they've done it in walk-off fashion. If you're just joining us for Saturday Night Baseball and you've missed the majority of the festivities this week, well, buckle in. Because if tonight is anything like the last handful of games, this is setting up to be a special one. A matter of fact, every single game, Carter, separated by 3 runs or less. The Red Sox lone loss was a 3-2 defeat. Other than that, with the walk-offs, I mean, it has just been some terrific, exhilarating baseball in the late stages of these ballgames.
3 walk-offs in 1 week is absolutely incredible. I mean, 3 walk-offs in 4 games, and all in very different ways. A walk-off balk and then a walk-off single in your typical dramatic fashion. And then last night, it was a walk-off single, but essentially a drop pop-up in shallow right field as the second baseman Christian Knapcheck and the right fielder Ryan Cesarini collided with one another. And the Red Sox will take it, but this has been a very exhilarating week here in Salem. And Hopefully that continues here this evening.
This is the team in Lynchburg that has been Salem's kryptonite, so to speak, up to this point. Heading into this week, they had played 18 total ball games against each other throughout the 2024 season. Lynchburg had won 13 of the 18 contests. The Red Sox have flipped that on its head this week, and they look to clinch a series victory for the first time over the Hillcats in the 460 rivalry here this season. Tommy Hawk ready to lead us off for the Hillcats. He digs in from the left side, leading off for now the fourth time in five games this week, and the first pitch. He swings and misses, threw a fastball on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. 1-2-3 for the Hillcats. Tommy Hawk, Christian Knapcheck, and Jason Chirillo. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a fastball snares the outside corner at 96 on the gun, quickly 0-2. Juan Valera on the bump for the Red Sox, making his fifth single A start. Sox wearing the home navy blues tonight with the white pants. The 0-2 misses just downstairs, 94 with the heat. It's 1-2. Sox have the navy blue caps as well. Lynchburg on the other side of the road, silver grays. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out, gave him the slider at 87, just below the zone. There's one gone here to get us going. That's 6:10 p.m. on a Saturday night in Salem.
Nice start for Juan Valera. Mentioned he's been so stout at the single-A level. And coming off of his lone rough outing of his single-A career, so I'm sure he's antsy to get back on the bump and kind of once again return to form.
First pitch to Christian Knapcheck, and it's a 97-mile-an-hour heater on the outer half for a strike, 0-1. Home plate umpire Frank Jones tonight. Richie Arredondo is out in the field. The 0-1 swung on and drilled on the ground up the middle. Scooped up by Arias. Throw to first in time for out number two. 6-3 if you're keeping it at home. And there's two gone for Jason Chirillo, the fourth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Valera so far this year at the single-A level has tossed a 2.03 ERA in 13 and a third innings. A ratio of 12 strikeouts to 10 walks, but he was exceptional down in the Florida Complex League. You put his numbers all together between single A and the FCL, it's 15 total appearances, 13 starts, a 1.84 ERA.
Not sure what's going on here. Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, has been pointing down the left field line. Maybe something was outside the dugout that should not have been, but nonetheless, we're set and ready to go now.
Chirillo hitting 270 in the first pitch is a fastball on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. He has five home runs, leads the team with 58 RBI. The 0-1 swung on and chopped up the middle. It's gloved on two hops by Arias. Throw on the run to first in time for out number three. A quick 1-2-3 frame for Juan Valera to get us going on a Saturday night in Salem. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the first after this.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a Saturday night in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And the Red Sox ready to go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Franklin Arias leads us off. Nezan Zanatello on deck and Brooks Brennan is in the hole. All set and ready to face off against the Lynchburg starter, Kyle Scott, who's 6-3 on the year with a 3.0 earned run average. He's made 10 starts, now his 11th in 21 total appearances. 79 strikeouts to 25 walks. And the first pitch to Arias. He swings and chops it, left side foul, and it's 0-1. 90 on a fastball that caught the inside corner, and the 227 hitter down 0-1. Two homers, 15 RBI in a month now for Franklin Arias at the single A level. And Scott deals the 0-1. Breaking ball, chop foul again left side, this time by just about a half a foot down the line, 0-2.
Kyle Scott, a former 15th round pick at a Lackawanna College just outside of Scranton, PA in 2023. Westminster, Maryland. Ever been to Westminster, Maryland?
I have not. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Arias is the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization with the updated MLB pipeline rankings. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. He swings and rockets it. High towards the gap, right center field. Chasing it down is Chirillo, and he makes the catch head high at the warning track in right center for out number one. Well, he gave it a ride. Arias is retired, and it brings up the 18th best prospect in the Sox organization, Nizan Zanatello, who's playing second base for just the second time this season, Carter. He did it on the road. It's the first time he's played on the right side of the infield here at home in 2024. First pitch to Nizan. And a fastball clips the outside corner at 92. It's 0-1. Zanatello swinging a cool 167 with seven homers and 21 RBI. The 0-1. He swings and drills it towards the gap left field. Tommy Hawk ranges back, and he comes back in a step to make the catch hip high for out number two.
Yeah, got a nice piece at 93, but Tommy Hawk played it well. Quickly, two up, two down for Scott. And by the way, Brooks Brennan now rocking the new, mentioned it earlier this week, the new number five for the Salem Red Sox.
Makes the shift from 3 to 5. First pitch to Brooks. He swings and dribbles it, 0-1.
By the way, Westminster, Maryland is at the very top of the state of Maryland. Kind of a little bit secluded from Baltimore and Hagerstown and closer to D.C. as well.
Okay. No balls and a strike for the 256 hitting Brandon. And this pitch skips in the dirt, evens it up at 1-1. I'll tell you what. Brooks just cannot quite seem to pick his, I guess, assets, extremities. I don't know how to put it, but changes the walk-up music every other week. Now the jersey number, the 1-1. He swings and fists it high into the air. Left field, foul ground. Chasing underneath it, Tommy Hawk. And he makes the catch just a hair over the left field line in foul territory. I'm talking a half a step for out number three. Well, Brooks gave that one a ride to the sun, and it came back down for the final out. Both teams are sat down 1-2-3, and we roll on to the second, scoreless on a Saturday night in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of two on a Saturday night here in Salem. We're scoreless through an inning of play. And 4-5-6 due up for the Hillcats. Luis Marejo, Garrett Howe, and Logan Clark. All set and ready to face off against the Red Sox righty Juan Valera, now working into his second frame of work, making his fifth single A start. He's tossed a 2.03 ERA at the single A level to this point. Looking to get the strikeout numbers up, keep the walk numbers down after struggling just a little bit last contest with a total ratio, 12 strikeouts to 10 walks. And Marejo stands in from the right side. First pitch on the way. A fastball snares the top of the zone at 97, and it's 0-1. Luis Marejo hitting .317 with three home runs and 13 RBI. The 0-1, he swings and drills it deep to left field, way over the head of Ayubi, caroming off the bottom of the wall. He hit it so hard he has to stop at first with a leadoff single. And he tattooed that one, Carter.
Well, Luis Marejo continues to stay hot. Yesterday, a pinch hit single in the ninth kind of got the Hillcats rolling in an eventual three-run frame. And gets to start once again today and rocketed that ball so hard to your point, in which he could only get a single because he would have been dead to rights at the second base bat.
He hit it 114 off the bat. Here's Garrett Howe, and the first pitch is taken 95 on the fastball at the knees for a strike, 0-1. And how about this? I mean, we are seeing after Valera sat him down 1-2-3 in the first, he is pounding the zone. Every pitch has been in there. The 0-1 misses outside, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. And that, even just a hair outside of the zone at 92. I mean, he's thrown 12 pitches, 10 of them for strikes up to this point.
Which is great because, again, the one issue for Juan Valera so far has been the walks.
1-1. He swings and dribbles it to the left side. Scooped up on three hops by Arias. Tossed to first is there. That's out number one. The runner moves to second.
Yeah, no real chance for the double play there. Not hit hard enough. And Arias would have had to have sidearmed it across his body to get it to second. And you run the risk of not getting an out. So nice job by Franklin Arias there. And now there's one down for Valera.
Runner in scoring position for the Hillcats. Here's Logan Clark. The catcher stands in from the right side. Righty on righty matchup. And the first pitch. He swings and misses through high heat. And 97, it's 0-1.
And again, the walks have been the issue for Valera. So to pound the strike zone and to get ahead has been nice early on.
No balls and a strike for Logan Clark. 317 hitter himself. And he dribbles this one foul to the backstop. Quickly ahead is Valera, 0-2. Logan Clark had quite the outing a couple of nights back, Carter. He hit in the sixth hole. He was catching behind the dish. Aboard all four times that he stepped up to the plate. A hit by pitch and three singles. Add an RBI on top of it. Runner off a second, 0-2 to Clark. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gave him the slider upstairs at the top of the zone. Clark chased at it. Second strikeout for Valera, two gone in the second.
And that's big time right there. I mean, you get ahead 0-2, and that may be it for Juan Valera. No, check that. Here comes a trainer. And Liam Carroll. May have saw something on that pitch right there. But Liam Carroll immediately came out of the dugout. And they're going to have a conversation with Valera.
They wasted
no time.
Did you see something, Carter? I did not.
I didn't see any. The first thing I saw was Liam Carroll come out of the dugout. Let's see if we've seen anything here.
Ooh.
Okay, I see. Yeah, he kind of went down to a knee. I guess they're going to make sure he didn't tweak anything.
Well, and you know, he got him to chase at it, but kind of a bizarre spot for that pitch in particular. It didn't have quite the same velocity that he had on the pitches prior. That breaking ball didn't have a ton of break, and it didn't really fit into his repertoire. Typically a slider-fastball combo. And the slowest pitch we had seen up to that point was 87 miles an hour. That one was 85. Well, they're going to keep him in the ball game, but everything seems to be A-OK. Maybe more than anything, he was grimacing at the fact that it just kind of got away from him a little bit.
I wonder if he just kind of slipped on his front foot, too, when he tried to land. Just looking at the replay as well. But that, glad to see Juan Valera remain in the contest, and now two down.
Here's Juan Benjamin from the left side, and the first pitch. He swings and misses. 90 on the changeup over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Luis Marejo stands off of second. He led off the second inning with a base hit. Ground out moved him over into scoring position. There's two gone here for the Hillcats in the top of two. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 97 on that fastball, down it in. And Benjamin's going to call time here. And Valera continuing to just work ahead. He's hurled 18 pitches, 16 strikes. Long look in for Valera. 10 seconds to throw. Gathers at the belt. Glances behind his right shoulder to second. And offers 0-2. Breaking ball down and away. A waste pitch. It's 1-2.
On Benjamin, somebody at the bottom of this Hillcats order, to your point, is very capable in this Hillcats spot. I mean, had a big-time single yesterday in the sixth.
1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gave him the breaking ball that time on the inner half. It's number three for Valera, and he sits him down in four. Still scoreless. Rudder stranded on second as we go to the bottom of two on a Saturday night in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We got ourselves a good one early on a Saturday night here in Salem. Bottom of the second on tap for you. And Red Sox starter Juan Valera is dialed in early. Faced the minimum in the first, sat him down in four in the second, and left the go-ahead run on second base with back-to-back strikeouts to end the frame. He's got three already tonight. 4-5 due up for the Sox. Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and then batting six will be the right fielder, Nathaniel Uten. All set and ready to face off against Kyle Scott. Now at his second inning of work for the Hillcats. He's 6-3 on the year. He surrendered seven home runs, but a nice-looking ratio, 79 strikeouts to 25 walks this season. Nelly Taylor Jr. stands in from the left side. Righty-on-lefty matchup. Beautiful night here at the ballpark with a great crowd on hand at the first pitch. It's a breaking ball high and away, taken, and it's 1-0. Nelly swinging it, 229, six homers, 45 RBI on the season, and the 1-0. He swings and drills it deep down the right field line, and it's foul by just about 4 feet. And Nelly evens it up at 1-1. Got a good piece. Hit it 89 off the bat and launched it down the right field line. Just couldn't quite keep it inside the field of play.
Nelly Taylor Jr. with a day off yesterday in that victory over the Hillcats. Actually, after the walk-off, ran down the right field line and retrieved the baseball to give off to Nizan Zinitello.
Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball falls in there. What a pitch at 74. It's 1-2.
But he likes that right field line.
He's liked the long ball this week, too. Two home runs in back-to-back nights to start the series. 1-2. And a breaking ball skips in the dirt. Caroms off of Clark behind the dish. Evens it up 2-2.
Wow, that most recent one, too, is just a bullet down the right field line. About 15 feet to the left of the foul pole.
They've come in timely spots as well. The 2-2. Breaking ball outside at 73. It's full at 3-2. Well, you see Scott mixing it up pretty well here. Can really blow you away at 94 and then slow it way down. The payoff pitch, this is rocketed high into the air. towards the gap left center field. Underneath it, Tommy Hawk, the left fielder, and he makes the catch for out number one.
Four flyouts so far in this game. Four hitters, four flyouts. Three to Tommy Hawk and one to Jason Cherry out there in straightaway center field.
We'll see if Marvin Alcantara can find the outfield grass for the Sox. He's got two home runs on the season for 40 RBI, hitting 245. Staying again now from the right side, a righty-on-righty matchup, and the first pitch is on the way. Breaking ball curls just inside, misses the zone. It's 1-0. Well, Marv's had a nice series. He really has. Last night, 2-for-5, came around to score. Here's the 1-0. And a breaking ball misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. The night before, he did go 0-for-4, to be exact. Was off the night before that, but had another two-hit campaign, and the 8-7 Sox win on Tuesday. And the 2-0's in there, inner half for a strike. It's 2-1. So he's already got four hits so far this series. Has worked a pair of walks. Has three RBI. A solid week for six in blue. Here's the 2-1. Fastball hammered. Left side right into the glove of the shortstop Howe for out number two. I mean, he cranked it 100 off the bat right to a defender. Two away.
Well, Marvin Alcantara, you were talking about what he's done offensively. But defensively, too, just his second start at third. And yesterday, in his first ever start, he was flawless down there at the hot corner. Made a couple nice plays charging in. So it's been a nice series overall for Alcantara.
Here's the first pitch to Netanyo Utet, and a breaking ball misses outside. The count now 1-0. Well, in a lot of ways, Netanyo Utet was a hero last night for the Red Sox. Of course, Nizan Zanatello with the walk-off. The 1-0, breaking ball, clips the outside corner on its way out. It's 1-1. Because Utet ended up jolting the Red Sox in front by three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Had a massive bases-clearing double. Here's the 1-1. Swings and misses through a breaking ball, 1-2. That plated three, and it put the Red Sox in front 8-5. Lynchburg ended up finding the equalizer in the ninth. That's a whole nother story. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball lifted into the air, left field. Tommy Hawk ranges three steps back, jolts in, and makes a head-high snag for out number three. Three up, three down again for Kyle Scott, all induced by the ball being lifted up into the air. A line out and a pair of flyouts, and three flyouts in the first. We go to the third, still scoreless on a Saturday night here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We got him a pitcher's duel early on a Saturday night here in Salem. We go to the top of the third, still scoreless between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Sox. Just one hit combined between the two teams. It was Luis Marejo leading off the second with a knock. He was then stranded in scoring position at second after Logan Clark and Juan Benjamin were strikeout victim number two and three of Red Sox starter Juan Valera, and that retired the side. So it goes 8-9-1 in the order for the Hillcats. Manuel Mejias, the designated hitter, Fran Aldui at second, and Tommy Hawk back up to the top of the order. Mejias stands in from the left side, righty on lefty in the first pitch. It's a fastball lifted back over the net into the seats, and a lively crowd it is here tonight, 0-1. Jam-packed on a Saturday here in Salem. It's Military Appreciation Night. 0-1 to Mejias. He swings and dribbles it right side. Two hops into the mitt of Feliz. He underhands, kind of whips it off to a covering Valera for out number one. That's a heads-up play because I think if he just lobs it, it might not have gotten there in time. And he's got a sidearm backhand, whips it off to Valera, who catches it at the hip and plants his right foot on first.
And a nice play by Juan Valera, too, on the other side to race over there and to react to kind of that sidearm toss from underneath. Kind of stumbled on the top of the bag, but still able to plant his foot on top for the out.
Here's Fran Aldui. Swings and misses through a first pitch changeup inside, 0-1. Well, you know you're throwing at a different level at single A when your changeup's topping out at around 90, 91, and your fastball's at 97, the 0-1. Fastball misses outside, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. That has been a big reason as to why Valera's been so efficient early on tonight. The 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Gave it to him at 94 that time, and it's 1-2. 24 pitches, 21 strikes. Juan Valera dealing early for the Sox. Aldui calls time, and the nine-hole hitting second baseman ready to stand back in from the left side.
To that point, I don't know if Valera has gone into a two-ball count at all.
He deals, 1-2. Swings and rolls it, left side, charging ahead, Alcantara. Gloves, fire to first in time, out number two. I mean, soft contact all the way around. And Alcantara, in just his second start in the hot corner, was up to the task again.
Yeah, just a nubber that he charged in like yesterday and was able to get it over there no problem. Gives the Sox another option and another thing in Marvin Alcantara's repertoire.
Top of the order, Tommy Hawk. He swings and misses. That time fed a changeup down at end, and it's 0-1. Hawk 0-2 tonight. He struck out to lead off the ball game. He's been a contributor all week, though. Went 2-for-3 with a walk last night with an RBI in the ninth. 0-1. Spiked in the dirt, and the count evens up at 1-1. On top of it, Tommy Hawk, a couple of nights back, started the ball game as hot as you can. A double on the first pitch down the left field line, and then a triple in the next at bat in the third. Ended up 2-for-4 with the walk. The 1-1, fastball outside, 2-1.
Yeah, that is the first. This is the first AB right now in which Juan Valera has reached a two-ball count.
That's something. That is something right there. He kicks and deals, 2-1. Fastball high and in at 95, and it's 3-1.
And Tommy Hawk, who currently has a 19-game on-base streak, somebody trying to extend that right here in the leadoff spot for the Lynchburg Killcats.
The righty deals, 3-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs. It's ball 4 on 5 pitches. And Hawk extends it to 20 games on base. He takes first with 2 gone here in the top of the third. We're still scoreless on a Saturday night in Salem. Lynchburg now with just their second base runner. And it brings up the third baseman, Christian Knapchek. Again, he played second base last night, had the blunder in the field. Allowed Nizan Zanatello's base hit to fall to walk off the ball game. And a pickoff over to first as Hawk jogs back to the bag unscathed. And Knapchek still awaits the first pitch. Righty on lefty once more. Valera deals, first offering. Swung on and lifted back to the net, 0-1. Slight breeze gusting out back into the field towards right field. See if that plays an impact at all tonight. And the 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count evens up 1-1. Knapchek grounded out to the left side of the infield. Arias was ready for it. That was in his first at-bat tonight. He's 0-for-1. Pickoff over to first. Head-first plunge for Hawk, and he gets his right hand back to the bag in time. Still 1-1. Christian hitting 258, two homers, 39 ribbies. And the righty brings home the 1-1. Runner goes, swung on and tipped foul. And we'll do it, 1-2. So Tommy Hawk has to retreat back to first. They give away the hit and run. Christian Knapchek has been so solid all week as well. take you back to last night in the 9-8 Red Sox win. Knapchek, a base hit, RBI single, a triple, and a home run. Solo blast to lead off in the fourth over the right field fence. What a night. The 1-2, runner goes again. Swung on and tipped back to the backstop again. Carbon copy. We'll do it all over again.
Yeah, double shy of the cycle for Christian Knapchek yesterday, and that's why it's unfortunate that he was involved on that final play, because offensively, I mean, he was the spark for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Trying to continue some of that momentum here this evening.
Knapchek ended up with an RBI, a stolen base, and again, the homer and the triple. Runner off of first, two gone, top of the third, scoreless ball game here in Salem. Valletta ready from the belt. The 1-2. Runner goes again. Here's a knifer up the middle. Past the diving glove of Arias. Now Tommy Hawk rolls around a third. Runners on the corners. Two gone. Top of three.
Well, and actually, with Tommy Hawk in motion, that gave Arias a chance because he was covered in the second base back. If he's back there at second, or at short, rather, that ball is going to sneak through with ease. But still, it's up play as it was missiled off the bat at 97 on the ground. And now the first real time that either team has threatened in this contest here in the third.
Just the second hit of the night for each team. Lynchburg has both of them. Here's Jason Chirillo from the left side. And a pick off to first. That first slide for Knapchek. He's back in there untouched. Chirillo so far tonight, he grounded out 6-3 as well. Hitting 269, 5 homers, 58 ribbies, looking for 59. First pitch. This is inside. 96 with the heat. 1-0. Well, all of a sudden, Carter, just all of a sudden, Valletta not having quite the same location, and his tempo has slowed down significantly.
Sure.
He deals 1-0. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike. 86 top of the zone. 1-1.
Well, and both base runners have reached with two outs here in the third. So you feel like you're about to cruise through another frame, and then you have the walk, and now the single, and now the Hillcats have a little bit of life as Brooks calls time from behind the dish.
I mean, he was throwing with 10 seconds left in the pitch clock previously. We'll see where he goes here. Runners on the corners. He deals 1-1. Misses outside with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Now pitching closer to the 7-second range. Slight difference, but it does feel like he's less on top of you, if you will.
Oh, and now you're facing the middle of the order, too. Going through the windup as well.
Second time through.
Or check that through the stretch.
2-1. Misses inside with the 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-1.
And Brooks Brandon saying, calm down, relax, deep breath. To your point, he was so stout through the first, really the first time through the order. And now is when the Hillcats have started to work him a little bit at the plate.
3-1. Misses down and away, and it walks him full. So a walk, a base hit, and another base on balls loads the bases for the Hillcats here in the top of the third inning. In a time in which it felt like the Sox were just cruising on to the home half.
Kind of had that feel. And now you give way to Luis Marejo, who has singled today, and yesterday in a pinch hit opportunity had a single in the ninth, and then also had a triple on Thursday. Going further back on Tuesday at two hits, and is hitting just south of 330. So this is not exactly who you want to see if you're the Salem Red Sox, as there's a quick meeting on the bump.
What's the discussion here, Carter?
Out of way. You're not away if you're Juan Valera. And this is an opportunity now. You had two outs, nobody on, two walks, and a single. The walks, again, have hurt Juan Valera a little bit, and he's been working from behind. But just a reminder that you're one pitch away from getting out of this inning and keeping this ball game scoreless.
Well, it sets it up for Luis Marejo. He's one of two Hillcats with a base hit today. Singled the lead off the second. and was stranded at second base. Marejo, a 328 hitter. 13 RBI, looking for 14, 15, maybe even 16. From the right side, righty on righty. Still scoreless, top of three, two gone, bases loaded for the Hillcats. And the first pitch. He swings and misses, threw a breaking ball, 0-1. Letta trying to get out of the jam. Every base runner has come with two outs here in the top of the third. Two walks and a hit. Here's the 0-1. Misses downstairs with the breaking ball, 1-1.
At the same time, too, you got to find your way out of this inning because you did have two outs with nobody on. Like, this would be, if you're the Hillcats, this would be stealing a couple runs right here. And again, Marejo is somebody that can absolutely capitalize.
1-1. He swings and lifts it up off the hands, behind home plate, into the spectators, off the press box to our right, 1-2. Valera has now thrown 43 pitches, 30 of them for strikes. And is a strike away from getting out of the jam here in the third. From the stretch, wearing the long sleeve red shirt, he offers 1-2. Lifted up into the air, popped up, right side of the infield. Underneath it, Albert Feliz, and he makes the catch for out number three. Juan Valera works in and right back out of the two-out jam and keeps the Hillcats off the board. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the third on a Saturday night in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the third on a Saturday night here in Salem. It's Military Appreciation Night. Take a look behind home plate. What a fantastic job our field crew has done with a beautiful Military Appreciation Salem Red Sox logo. It's the state of Virginia outlined in gold with the golden Salem S and the camouflage red, white, and blue. What a look it really is. Will Cole, our director of field operations, and his entire crew do a tremendous job, and they've made this ballpark look spectacular for Military Appreciation Night tonight. 7-8-9 due up for the Sox. Kareem Ayubi, Albert Feliz, and Daniel McCalvity all set to dig in. Ayubi from the left side. He was the hero a couple of nights back with the walk-off for the Red Sox. Had a base hit over the head of the center fielder, Tommy Hawk. It dropped in the left center gap, and the Sox won it. And the first pitch, a breaking ball, misses inside, 1-0.
And that was one of those there where you're thankful that the outfield is playing in, because if they're playing normal depth, it's probably caught. But he'll take it because
1-0, swing and a tipper. This deflects off the mask of Clark, the catcher. He'll take his time, 1-1.
Rather than a walk-off sack fly, it's a walk-off single. And if Hawk is playing, I mean, you can't play normal distance there because any ball out there in straightaway center is going to score the run anyways. Ooh. Hit off the glove and the chest protector. And the mask as well. Hit three different things off of Logan Clark.
The 1-1. Breaking ball down it in. 2-1. Ayubi up for the first time tonight. The Sox have been sat down. Six up, six down so far this evening. They've yet to tally a base runner. The 2-1. Fastball misses high and away. 3-1. much in part to Kyle Scott, who's been tremendous thus far in his start. Inducing soft contact, three flyouts in both the first and the second. Breaking ball down and away, and it's called a strike. Late strike call by Frank Jones. Ayubi had already tossed his bat for ball four, and it's full.
That's the correct call, though, from Frank Jones, looking at our friend Trackman, as we were talking about last night.
I love Trackman. Great friend of ours. Good guy. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 92 on the fastball, doubted in. One away.
To your point, though, Kyle Scott has been tremendous. Seven up, seven down. And nothing hit hard. That's the first strikeout for him. He did have the line drive off Marvin Alcantara's bat that I should say was hit hard, that was caught at short. But everything else, weak fly balls to Tommy Hawk and Luis Marejo as well.
Here's Albert Feliz, righty on righty, first pitch. And Big Al eyes up a breaking ball, down and away, 1-0.
Big Al was a part of two crazy plays last night in the ninth. Obviously that double play where a run scored down the first base line.
1-0. Swings and tips it foul, 1-1.
The other one we kind of forget about in that crazy finish yesterday is the single that made it 8-7 was a line drive that hit off of Albert Feliz's shin and kicked
right
all the way to short.
That's right. Ball and a strike, one gone, nobody on. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, 1-2. Feliz went 0-4, fly out, two strikeouts, ground out. He did walk and came around to score in the second. 1-2. Pitch misses, just down and away out of breaking ball. Evens it up 2-2, and I will say,
our friend Trackman was a true friend right there.
Big Al. Big Al got a little bit of an extra life here. Can he take advantage? 2-2. And he's rung up with a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks out of Kyle Scott. And it's now 8-8 down.
And for the second time this week, Daniel McKelvey DHs, trying to get his bat in the lineup once again. It's tough when you have Brooks Brennan and Andrew Musitt that are fighting for ABs and are in the lineup every day, really, I should say. So you have McKelvey trying to work your way in there.
Here's the first pitch. Daniel takes a fastball high and in, misses the zone, 1-0.
He hit a ball the other day, last night, off the very, very top of the wall.
1-0. Swings and dribbles it foul, right side, 1-1.
Out in left center.
Just barely.
Like, as
missed
close,
getting out.
Exactly. As close as you can get.
He hit it close to 108 off the bat. Ball and a strike for McKelvey. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball lifted the opposite way into the seats, 1-2.
This place is packed tonight.
It really
great
is.
Crowd last night. Tonight, maybe, dare I say, a tick bit better.
This might be
it's
the best.
Comparable.
One of the best Saturday crowds we've had. Typically, Friday is the big one. Saturdays are always great.
Yeah.
1-2. He swings and rips it down the left field line. Foul.
Not
about 4 feet away.
Not a cloud in the sky as well.
It's been like
really
that all
no
week.
Wind. A little bit, but nothing crazy.
We literally had one game get canceled this year. That's crazy.
Oh, we still got a week left. Knock on wood. Knock right. on wood.
True.
Knock on wood. Knock on that wood at home. But yes, it's been ridiculous.
1-2 to McKelvey. He swings and rolls it slowly left side. Scooped up by Howe. Throw to first is off the mark. Benjamin couldn't pick it. It was short. It one-hopped off his mitt on a long lean, and McKelvey is aboard with an error.
Well,
E6 in my thoughts?
Yes, I believe that's going to be what the call is. And there it is, yep.
Should have been routine. The throw was just way short.
E6 on Garrett Howe.
First Red Sox base runner tonight. Top of the order, Frank Linares. Had a breaking ball runs high, 1-0. Well, really, Kyle Scott is still unblemished, and if the run were to score, it'd be unearned as well. He takes a long look in, ganders behind his left shoulder to first, and deals 1-0. Fastball hammered in the air, down the right field line, tailing towards the pole, and it's fouled off the wall in right by about 15 feet.
Well, we mentioned it last night. There's only been two opposite field home runs hit in Salem this year. Well,
he's had one of them.
Franklin Arias was one of them. Do you remember the second?
I believe Elijah Green.
Elijah Green.
From the Nationals.
Still with the Fred Nats. One to straightaway center this year, but I'm forgetting who that was. But we were talking about it last night with Kayla up here. It was all the way back in April. Gostinson Garcia hit one over the row furniture sign in left center, giving somebody a free chair here in Salem. Only time that's happened all year long. Now in Double A.
Ball and a strike for Arias, the pitch. Misses down and in at the ankles. 79 on a curveball, 2-1. Runner off of first is Daniel McKelvey after the E6 allowed him to get aboard with two gone. Sox still without a hit. Two balls and a strike for Arias. Scott brings it home. He swings and drills it. Foul into the seats. Right side. 2-2. You always get a little extra nervous when the place is packed.
Oh, yeah. Seen a couple balls fall in there to everybody's surprise,
sure.
Which you never want to see.
Two balls, two strikes for Franklin Arias. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first. And he's rung up. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. And how about that? In a way, Kyle Scott strikes out the side. He has three strikeouts in the frame. The lone base runner was aboard via the E6. And we're still scoreless going to the fourth inning. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MLB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth on a Saturday night here in Salem. New pitcher on the bump for the Salem Red Sox. So the night has come to a close for Red Sox starter Juan Valera. And stepping up to the mic, ready to take you through the middle innings tonight on a great Saturday evening for military appreciation, it's Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Calvin Bickerstaff is the new pitcher on the bump for the Salem Red Sox. As for the Lynchburg Hillcats, it goes 5-6-7 in the Hillcats order. Bickerstaff, it is his second ever professional appearance.
I hate to throw you off, Carter.
Nicholas Giudice.
But we've been lied to on
the
roster.
We've been lied to. I'm so sorry. Nicholas Giudice is on the bump. First pitch from the bell. Winds and fires. And it's called a strike inside corner as the count starts at nothing and one.
I'm so sorry to interrupt
you. I'm glad you interrupted
me. Call you out.
No. Well, he's got an interesting. He's got an interesting story as well. Oh, why? Breaking ball sails high and away. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Giudice, we mentioned this. He is somebody that when he was here in Salem a couple weeks ago, we talked about him. 1-1, he swings and rolls it foul, third base side. Moves the count to 1-2. And Nicholas Giudice, I should say, the righty on the bump, was actually acquired by the Boston Red Sox from the New York Yankees in the Alex Verdugo trade back in December of 2023. Righty deals. He swings and chops it foul down the first base line. And the count's 1-2. wearing the number 10 in the navy blue. It's typically Stanley Tucker's number, but he is down in Florida rehabbing after a shoulder separation a week ago.
Now, that man is a lot bigger than Stanley Tucker.
Yes. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Strikeout number one for Nicholas Jodins. Garrett Howell's retired. And just like that, there's one down. So for the righty out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he was drafted in the eighth round by the Yankees in 2023. This is his first appearance at single-A Salem. So we just saw his first single-A strikeout. First pitch, and he misses high and away to Logan Clark, the starting catcher, as the count begins at 1-0. Down in the FCL, he's 1-0. Two appearances, one start, 1-0. Winds and fires. Slider caught a strike outside edge, and it evens up the count at 1-1. A 4.50 ERA, four innings pitched, three hits, two runs. They were earned. Four strikeouts to two walks. 1-1. He swings, chops it foul, third base side. And it shifts the count to 1-2. So how about that? A whirlwind of a start for your professional career. You're drafted in the eighth round by the Yankees. Think you're going to be starting your pro career in the Bronx. And you get traded out of all teams to the Red,
to the Red Sox.
In the offseason.
Kind of crazy.
And you mentioned the size. 1-2. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield. In foul ground, Albert Bailey. He's there and makes the catch at high for number two.
Big L's had a couple of pop-ups his way tonight.
So you mentioned the size. 6'8", 230. Out of Louisiana Monroe. And you also get traded for, now granted, he has not had a great year, but a notable name in Alex Verdugo. Got to make you feel a little bit good, too.
A little bit of a love-hate relationship with Sox fans.
Juan Benjamin checks swings at the first pitch he sees, and he went around, according to Richie Arredondo, as the count begins at nothing and one.
I think a little less love, though, lately. Maybe.
Came to Boston with Greg Weissert, who has been up and down between the Red Sox and Worcester in 2024. 0-1. He has caught a strike. Fastball inner half of the belt. And quickly, it's 0-2. Also, Richard Fitz came with those two arms. He is now the 12th best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. So three right-handed arms to the Red Sox for Alex Verdugo. 0-2, he swings and lifts it down the left field line, moving over Ayubi on the run, and it falls foul. One hopping into the Salem bullpen. And the count remains at nothing and two. Juan Benjamin with a strikeout back in the second. He's 0-1. Got so excited about seeing Calvin Bickerstaff.
I'm sorry to
disappoint you. And nonetheless, no, I'm glad you pointed to that. I'm glad you pointed that out. 0-2. He winds and fires. He swings and rolls it left side on a hop. Alcantara scoops at the hip, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number three. 1-2-3 frame for the new right-hander, Nicholas Jodins, as we move to the home half of the fourth in Salem. Scoreless at the yard. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox in game number 5 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. 2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Here's Nizan Zitello. First pitch, Kyle Scott winds and fires, and it's line left side on a hop. Christian Knapchak gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one. 5-3 put out. Zitello retired for the second time today. And here's Brooks Brandon, the catcher. I'm not going to lie, I think the number 5 suits him. The number 3 was great, but number 5 on the back of the jersey, like that's some aura, as we like to say.
I like the number 3 because that to me was Brooks.
Yeah.
You know, who's this guy?
Brooks Brandon. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike inside quarter. Count starts at nothing and 1.
And we say this all in fun. Like, I would not say something that I would fear to offend him. Like,
sure.
If he listens, he's going to think this is goofy.
0-1, winds and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Andy Lugo wore that number 5 for the longest period of time. He's promoted to high in Greenville, and Brooks takes over. 1-1, he swings and lifts it, right center field. Churio on the run, ranging in. He's caught up by Marejo, and he gloves a waist high for round number 2. Fisted off the end of the bat, 2-up, 2-down, and here's Nellie Taylor Jr.
Carter, who's been your favorite player to watch all season?
In Salem.
For the Red Sox. They don't have to be here right now.
Ooh, that is the ultimate question.
I know.
First pitch to Nellie Taylor Jr. Inside it goes, but caught a strike at the knees. And the count begins at nothing and 1. I will have to say, that's tough, man. 0-1. Caught a strike in her half, above the knees, on the slider low and in, and it's quickly nothing and 2. I will say, most fun at his peak when he's performing, I have 2. Miguel Blaise.
Sure.
And Nizan Zitello. Because
okay.
Early on, when Nizan was raking to start his single-A career, and he was blasting homers left to right.
Yep.
0-2, inside again, at the slider again. At the ankles, and it's 1-2. When Nizan Zitello was blasting homers left and right here at the yard, that was awesome to see. 1-2, he swings and rips it foul down the right field line. That one lands into the parking lot as it wraps all the way around the bleachers, and Nellie stays alive. What about you, Mr. Heater?
I'm very torn between Nizan Zitello and Jostinson Garcia.
Okay. 1-2. Check swing. They'll appeal. He did not go around, according to Richie Arredondo. And it evens up the count at 2-2.
I just love Jostinson Garcia. I thought he was such a good defensive center fielder. And he could hit the ball well here. And then he left and really hit the ball.
Yes. 2-2. Misses low and away. And that should be 3-2. As Nellie Taylor Jr. started to walk down to first. I have a full count. So does Frank Jones, I believe. Nelly's going to be called back. The bat boy has to re-gift the bat to Nellie Taylor. And the count's now 3-2.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he got ball 4.
Did you have 2-2 as well?
I had 2-2.
Okay.
Personally. Hey, it happens.
So, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Scott delivers. Check swing, doesn't matter, ring him up, strike 3. On the inner half of the knees, and there is out number 3. We'll continue talking about that point because I do want to mention some things about Jostinson Garcia and what he has done since he's left and kind of who he's following in the footsteps of in the Red Sox organization. To the fifth, we go in Salem, scoreless at the Yard. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox in game number 5 of this 6-game set. Well, Nicholas Giudice's day is a short one. He goes one scoreless frame in the fourth, and now Liam Carroll and the Sox turn to the right-hander Calvin Bickerstaff, who makes his third appearance here in Salem with the Sox, and actually the first one here at home this season in 2024. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. 8-9-1 goes in the Hillcats order. Manuel Mejias, Randall Dewey, and Tommy Haw. First pitch from the bell. He winds and fires. Just misses low to away. And the count starts at 1-0.
How about a player on another team
okay.
that you enjoyed watching the most?
Let's think.
I'm kind of torn between
1-0. He swings and rips it straightaway center. Moving in Nelly Taylor Jr. He's there in plenty of time and makes the catch for out number one. By the way, Calvin Bickerstaff, second appearance in single-A Salem. Went a scoreless two innings on the road in Fredericksburg. He is a non-drafted free agent out of Kent State here in 2024. But continue, please.
I'm torn between probably Jason Chirillo and Cooper Pratt.
I think, to your point, first pitch, winds and fires, inside it goes, and the count starts at 1-0. I think, to your point, Cooper Pratt, what he did here in Salem is what makes him stand out.
I don't remember. That was a while ago.
1-0, in the dirt again, skips into the mid of Brooks Brannan, and it shifts the count to 2-0.
It's all in the book. They all blend into each other. What exactly did Cooper Pratt do?
Well, opening weekend here in Salem, went off. Opening night, 3-for-4. 2-0, kicks and deals. High and away it goes, and it runs the count to 3-0.
I'll tell you, in my time here, who I
Jackson
enjoyed watching.
Holiday?
No, not even that. Like, that was cool. Dylan Cruz was cool. In my time here, who impressed me the most on an opposing team?
3-0, and it clips the outside corner of the zone. Counts 3-1 on Fran Outdoing.
Had to be. Offense to defense across the board. Yo-Yo Morales and Andrew Pinckney.
Okay.
They were both very good.
3-1. Comes to third base side. Winds and fires. He swings and tips it off the mitt of Brooks Brannan. And the count fills up at 3-2. Well, first off, when you're talking performances, not that he's one of the top prospects in the system, Luis Castillo, what he did here with the Mudcats a couple weeks ago, was insane. He was something along the lines of 11-for-15.
That was
with
wild.
With four homers.
That was wild.
But Cooper Pratt, who is now a top 80 prospect in all of baseball and the fourth best prospect in the Brewer system. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Brooks throws to first to complete it, and it's there in time.
That's big time right there. He was down 3-0.
He was. Fourth strikeout of his professional career for Calvin Bickerstaff. And there's two down for Tommy Haw. So, Well, Cooper Pratt, that opening weekend, he tripled with the Mudcats down to their final strike. First pitch, inside again, a slider below the knees, and the count starts at 1-0.
Yeah, and he cooked when he was here.
Yeah, and was here a couple weeks ago during that six-game series.
Yeah, I'm looking back right now.
1-0. Fastball caught a strike, piercing the outside edge. And it evens up the count at 1-1. He did that opening weekend, and then that six-game series was his last with the Mudcats.
Yep.
1-1. He swings, chops it up the middle. A stab by Bickerstaff. Race to first, flip underhand over, and there's out number three. Calvin Bickerstaff, take a bow. Three up, three down in just his second professional appearance. And to the home half of the fifth, we go in Salem. Still scoreless here at the ballpark. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com, MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless here at the yard as the Red Sox have still yet to record a hit against the right-hander Kyle Scott, who is on for his fifth inning of work. 5-6-7 it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Daniel Yitzhak, and Kareem Ayoubi. As it goes, 5-6-7. Got some new t-shirts up here, too, to throw out to the crowd. Thank you, Emery. Appreciate
Thanks, Emery.
It. Yes, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
See ya. She works harder.
That was
than,
awesome. I know.
She works harder than, I mean, not. I shouldn't say than anybody. They all work incredibly hard.
First pitch, a breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner, and the count starts at nothing and one. So Anne-Marie actually brought us five t-shirts, so I guess these are for the next 2 days.
There we go. Anne-Marie, Kayla, all of them work incredibly hard. We appreciate them a ton.
0-1 skips in the dirt, but called a strike is actually deflected off the mid of Clark, then hit the dirt, and now it's nothing and two. Yeah, so we throw t-shirts out in between, well, during the seventh inning stretch, and we are out of them, so we got some new ones for today. 0-2. He swings and punches it down the right field line, coming on Morejo, drifting back now, and he gloves a waist high for out number one. One up, one down, as Scott remains, for the most part, unblemished. And here's the Daniel Yitzhak, the right fielder. The lone mark on this game for the Lynchburg Hillcats is the E6 on Garrett Howe. If that had not occurred, Kyle Scott still would have been perfect through four to third. First pitch to Nathaniel Yutsen, misses high and away, and the count begins at 1-0. Yutsen 0-for-1, and he flew out to Tommy Hawk back in the second. 1-0, winds and fires. Caught a strike, fastball at the knees, and it evens up the count at 1-1. What I will say about this, and you mentioned Jason Churio, the best part about watching him play is to see what his brother became with the Brewers and to know that he's on a similar trajectory. 1-1, kicks and deals. Breaking ball drubbed up the middle, charging Scott, gloves on two hops, throws to first, and it's just in time. He lobbed it a little nonchalantly. He beats Yutsen by a step, and there's out number two. Kyle Scott thought he had way more time than he had, as Uten, to his credit, booked it down the first base line. And he's retired just by mere inches. 2-up, 2-down, and here's Kareem Ayoubi, the left fielder. But watching what his brother Jackson is doing with the Brewers in his rookie season, he's hitting around 275. First pitch, wave and a miss, and the count starts in nothing and one. I was watching him on my TV last night, playing in the Oakland Coliseum. It's the Oakland A's. 0-1. Righty deals. Wave and a miss at the breaking ball at a Bue. And it's now nothing and two. By the way, the Oakland Coliseum. How about that? Last month and a half in use. 0-2. He swings and rips it into right center. Charging Churio on the run. He dives and he can't get there. It deflects into right. Ayoubi stays put at first. And he's got likely a leadoff single as Churio, unfortunately, looks in quite a bit of pain. Grabbing at what appears to be his left knee.
I think it's
his arm. Or check that his right. Oh, his arm.
Yeah, I think the way he dove kind of, you hate to relate it to something, but like Trevor Story-esque, where you kind of fall awkwardly on that arm or
yes,
shoulder.
Yes, I believe you're right. That you left know? Arm. That left arm. He was kicking up that right knee in pain. And we will hope that the fourth best prospect in the Guardians organization will be okay. Good catch on that one.
I almost worried when he dove. I like you could see it coming a mile away. Yeah.
And yet, again, it's one of those where you saw him kick the legs up in pain and frustration. And hopefully he can stay in this game. It's the first hit of the day for the Red Sox. Belongs to Thursday night's hero, Kareem Ayoubi. And this is not fun to see. The right fielder, Luis Marejo, immediately signaled for the training staff to race out to shallow right center. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Dove in, saw it deflect off the heel of his glove, bounce over to right center. And I think Jason Churio is going to leave this ball game. Yeah, it does look like that right arm. And Churio looks in some pain as he continues to walk off with a member of the training staff. And the Hillcats will now likely bring in a new center fielder. Barrett Reebok is going to come into this game. We'll see where they position him. Pachurio will exit, and we will be thinking about number 8 in the Road Grays. So Reebok is going to go to left. Tommy Hawk goes to center. A two-out single for Ayoubi. And Albert Feliz is going to dig in from the right side. Kyle Scott still will toe the rubber. And again, the first hit for the Red Sox here on this Saturday evening. So back to baseball, in steps Big Al. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the third. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch from the belt. Winds and fires, runner takes off. He swings and laces it left side, but into the mitt of Christian Knapchek. And there's out number 3. So all that, the Sox pick up a hit. Unfortunately, Jason Churio goes down. And we move to the 6th now in Salem. Still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless at the yard between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox as it goes 2-3-4 in the Hillcats order. Christian Knapchak, Barrett Reebok, and Luis Marejo. First pitch is a fastball that clips the outside corner of the zone, and the count starts at 0-1. Second inning of work for the right-hander Calvin Bickerstaff, the non-drafted free agent out of Kent State. 0-1, a fastball inside, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Get this, Mr. Heater. Calvin Bickerstaff, again, non-drafted free agent, signed on July 27th, 1-1, kicks and deals, misses low and in, and it shifts the count to 2-1. Out of West Virginia, and again, played at Kent State, may have earned this opportunity with the Red Sox. 2-1, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner, and it evens up the count at 2-2. After spending his summer on the Cape, played with the Harwich Mariners in the Cape Cod League in 2024. 2-2, he swings and lifts it straightaway center. To his left, Nellie Taylor Jr. is there and makes the catch at high for out number one. So you go from pitching on the Cape with the Mariners straight to the Red Sox organization. Signs down in Fort Myers, and now here with the Salem Red Sox. So first AB of the day for Barrett Reebok, hitting 160. First pitch, winds and fires. Inside it goes on the fastball, and the count begins at 1-0. Trujillo was 0-for-1 with a walk. Reebok has a homer and five ribbies. 1-0, comes to third base side and offers. Called a strike. Outside corner on the slider, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Reebok last night was 1-for-4 in the loss for Lynchburg. 1-1, he swings, drubs it up the middle, charging Arias, fields on a hop, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number two. A slow roller to the left side that Alcantara and Arias came together. Franklin fielded it, charging in, and records the putout. There's two down. Just like that, here is Luis Marejo. Right fielder is 1-for-2. A single. And a pop-up. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Winds and fires. He swings, drills it down the left field line, but luckily foul. By about 10 feet. And the count starts at 0-1. Just when we were talking about top prospects that we love to see play here in Salem, that happens out there at center field.
I know it.
0-1.
And he would be my second favorite.
From the belt, delivers. Swing and a miss at a disgusting slider, and it's now 0-2. You got to see some great ones last year.
Last year was
like
a little more star-studded, yeah. I mean,
and we were lucky with the Fred Nats to see Harlan Susana and Travis Socorro, who I think can be big-time contributors at the big league level. But, yeah. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. He swings, chops it foul. off his left foot. And Marejo stays alive.
I don't think I quite appreciated in the moment.
I mean, Jackson Holliday
like how
was here.
Big. I understood by the time of Dylan Cruz, right?
Yeah.
But, like, for Jackson Holliday, it was my first game here in Salem.
Sure.
And for those that don't know, I didn't grow up the biggest baseball guy. I've fallen in love with it.
A two. Just misses high and away. Went with the slider top of the zone. And it's now 1-2.
Yeah, you know, I've given my everything to learn this beautiful game and feel like now my understanding is so vast.
1-2, check swing. Did he go? Let's appeal it. He did not, according to Richie Arredondo, as Marejo held up on the high fastball.
But at the time, you know, I don't think I quite understood the magnitude of what was taking place.
2-2 is crushed down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. A missile. 104 off the bat. 346 to left, but Marejo just a tick out in front. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Scoreless here in the sixth. And the righty deals. He swings, chops it left side. Alcantara on two hops. Steps to his left, throws to first, and there's out number three. Three up, three down for Calvin Bickerstaff as he continues to deal, and the Sox as a whole continue to deal. To the home half of the sixth, we go in Salem. Still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Hey, we got a good one here at the yard. Still scoreless here in game five of the six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Gilcats and your Salem Red Sox. Kyle Scott is back on the bump for his sixth inning of work. He has surrendered just one base hit. It was to Kareem Ayoubi. Back in the fifth, there have been just two base runners all night for the Salem Red Sox. 9-1-2, it goes in the Red Sox order. Daniel McKelvey, Franklin Arias, and Nizan Zinnetella. First pitch comes at third base side, winds and fires. Breaking ball misses low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. McKelvey did reach back in the third on the E6 on Garrett Howe. 1-0. Righty deals. He swings and rips it down the third baseline, but foul. By about 5 feet. Turned on an inside pitch, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Tonight's designated hitter, Daniel McKelvey. Oh, we are talking about prospects that we've seen here in Salem. 1-1. He swings and punches it foul down the first baseline. Just the count to 1-2. Well, Yasinson Garcia, who we saw here in Salem really just for a couple of weeks in 2024, has blossomed since he left. 1-2. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. In foul ground, Christian Knapchek, but he watches it go foul. And McKelvey stays alive. Well, he was hitting in the 260 range his entire time here in Salem. He goes up to Haye Greenville and absolutely rakes. And when the big three were promoted to Worcester, Garcia gets the call to Double-A Portland. 1-2. He swings and punches it straight away center. Moving back, Tommy Hawk, just in front of the track, will make the catch for round number one. One up, one down. And here's Franklin Arias, the shortstop. So Garcia, who is actually, believe it or not, he was unranked when he was here with the Red Sox. The Salem Red Sox, that is. And now he's the 12th best prospect in the system. First pitch to Arias. He chops it left side. Beautiful scoop by Knapchek. Throws to first. And it's in time for out number two. Quickly shifted to his left. Fielded on the short hop. And tossed it across the diamond for the second out of the frame. 5-3. If you're keeping it at home. And there's two down for Nizan Zanicello now, the second baseman. So Garcia, he finished at 258 in Salem, which was pretty good. First pitch, a breaking ball, top of the zone, called a strike. And the count starts at nothing and one. He goes to Greenville, and he hits 311 at the high A level. 0-1, curls and unfurls, swing and a miss. Nothing and two. His start in Portland, though a small sample size, he is just hitting 231, but two homers, six RBIs, and is just nine games into his Sea Dogs tenure.
I love that guy. I miss him.
0-2, comes to third base side, a long look in, and the righty kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. This has been a fun one. If you're a fan of pitcher's duels, we're still scoreless with just three combined hits as we move to the seventh. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still knotted at zero here in the seventh frame as we trudge on here in Southwest Virginia. Just three combined hits today. And yesterday, we were talking about this before the game. That's baseball, Susan. There were 28 combined hits yesterday.
Insane.
Just three so far here this evening. Well, another new Salem Sox is on the bump. It's Griffin Kalander, who stands in at 6'5", 205. He was the 16th round pick by the Boston Red Sox in this past year's 2024 MLB draft. Second appearance of his professional career through a scoreless frame on the road against the Fred Dads. Here's Garrett Howe. First pitch, misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0.
It's so interesting, Carter, how the roster changes throughout the year. But you go through that stretch in the middle where there's no change, and that feels like that's your core group for the majority of the season.
1-0. Outside it goes on the slider, and it starts the count at 2-0.
And then all of a sudden tonight, not a single one of the guys that threw tonight so far for the Red Sox have been, quote-unquote, like consistent arms throughout the season.
2-0. Winds and fires in the dirt, and it's now 3-0. Yeah, you look at the box score today. Juan Valera, who joined the team in mid-July, three scoreless. Nicholas Judis, a scoreless fourth. 3-0. He swings and rips it down the left field line, but it will falter foul, and it's now 3-1. Calvin Bickerstaff went two scoreless, and now it's Griffin Kalander's turn. By the way, speaking of new guys, Judas was 6'8". 3-1. Breaking ball misses a hair low and away. And there's a leadoff walk. Garrett Howe reaches on a five-pitch base on balls. And here's Logan Clark now, the catcher. But Judas was 6'8". Bickerstaff was 6'5". And Kalander is 6'5". Towering presence on the bump.
What are you, Clark?
I am 6 foot on the dot. Here's Logan Clark. First pitch, he waves and misses. And the count starts at nothing and one.
Oh,
so Will Howe just walked in here. I'm going to out
Get
you,
the
Will.
Popcorn.
You came in here just to grab some popcorn. Shame on you, Will. Shame on you.
Didn't even want to say hello.
Oh, one. Wines and fires. In the dirt it goes. Gets away. Brooks Fields throws down to second. And it's not in time and gets into center. Nellie Taylor backing up, though, as it skipped in the dirt. Garrett Howe took off, and the throw was just a tad bit too late. And now, for the first time today, the Hillcats have a runner in scoring position. Either team with a runner in scoring position.
Do you feel used?
In what way?
Because you go down and get popcorn
Thank you,
every
Will.
Day. And we just eat all your popcorn.
No, I mean, I ate beforehand, so I wanted to get some popcorn for the group here this evening. Was it good, Will? It was a good batch today. 1-1. Caught a strike. Top of the zone. And it's now 1-2. He kind of came in with that smirk, you know? Like he walked in and and had the you knew what he wanted.
Yeah. It's like when you tee it up and you're like, "Mom, you know, you look beautiful today." You know, and she's like, "What do you want?"
1-2. Kicks and deals. In the dirt again, and what a backhanded stab by Brooks Brannan to keep Howe down at second. It's 2-2. How about that? Actually, second runner in scoring position today, my apologies. Hillcats at the bases loaded back in the third. Two balls, two strikes. Comes to third base side, glance to second, and offers. He swings, rips it left side. It's stopped by Aris at short. Throw across to first on a hop is in time.
Oh, wow.
Howe moves to third. Clark gunned down, and there's now one down in the frame. That's as good as it gets from Franklin Arias.
One of the plays of the year defensively right there. Threw from his knees.
That saved a run, too. Another look on MILB TV. A ground ball to the left side. Arias fielded it and threw across. Here's Juan Benjamin. First pitch, he swings and misses. And the count starts at nothing and one. The infield draws in now. Looking to cut down this potential first run of the contest at the plate. Benjamin 0-2. Kalander from the belt. Righty deals. Wave and a miss. At the changeup. And it's now 0-2. That's been the play of the game so far.
Well, especially in this defensive battle, too.
Strikeout would be massive. Howe at third. And the 0-2. He swings, lines it right side, caught by Felice, throws across the third, not in time. But the Sox will take it. There's a much needed out number two, and here's Manuel Mejias.
It's a good thing they kept it in play. It's a nice stop by Alcantara over at third to keep it in front of him because if this gets away,
kind of short hopped him.
You're going to score on the error.
Manuel Mejias as the infield draws back. First pitch, in the dirt it goes. And Brooks Brannan is getting a workout behind the dish here in the seventh. It's 1-0. Had to kind of stab at that one, lunging to his left.
It's all right. His legs are tree trunks. He'll be fine.
1-0. He swings, rips it into straightaway center, charging Nellie Taylor. He dives, and he caught it. A defensive web gem. In straightaway center field, first it's Franklin Arias, then it's Nellie Taylor Jr. Took away extra bases and keeps the game scoreless. What do you think, Mr. Heater? Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Yeah, that was awesome, no doubt about it. And the Sox, that's a couple of terrific plays, really three of them. Three of them across the board for all three outs. The 6-3 put out, the line out to Big L, and then Nelly puts an exclamation point on it. keeps the runner at third. We're still scoreless. What a ball game tonight. Let's throw some t-shirts.
Stretch time at Salem as we move to the home half of the seventh. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We continue rolling on from Salem. Scoreless here at the ballpark in the home half of the seventh. And here's Brooks Brannon digging in from the right side. 3-4-5 goes in the Sox order. Brannon, Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara. First pitch misses low and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Cam Schulke is the new pitcher on the bump for the Hillcats. It's his second appearance of the series. The former 19th round pick out of Mississippi State. 1-0, swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Now, Schulke is one that got the save on Wednesday. He can go from down under. We've seen the sidearm motion now, but also can come from over the top. Struck out Brooks Brannon doing so then. 1-1, he goes over the top and gets a swing and a miss at a slider. It's now 1-2. Struck out Brooks on Wednesday in that save situation with the tying run designs at Atello at second. He threw four straight pitches, some rain style, and then went over the top to record the out. 1-2. In the dirt it goes. Went sidearm once again. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Yet to give up an earned run in his professional career. Two balls, two strikes from the belt. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball just misses. Low and outside. And the count fills up at 3-2. 69 miles an hour out of the right arm of Schulke. Brooks is 0-2. Need him on here. And the righty deals. Way away it goes. And there's ball four as Brooks is fired up. Leadoff walk is Kyle Scott's day is done. And the happiest group to see Scott's day being done for the Salem Red Sox.
Yeah, no
Six
doubt.
Six scoreless innings, just one hit, and did not have a walk.
See if the Sox can kind of turn the game on its head here. Something's got to give, right? Scoreless all the way through the now top of the seventh.
Here's Nelly. First pitch. Misses low and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Nelly saved a run in the top of the inning. Diving to make the catch after Franklin Arias had also saved a run earlier in the frame. Throw to first. It sails wide and gets all the way to the tarp. Brooks heading for second. Turns the corner. Wisely parks. There's an E1, and there's an opportunity for the Sox.
Second error.
Yeah.
For Lynchburg tonight.
Just like that. First runner in scoring position for the Sox today. Nelly Taylor Jr. 0-2 today. A flyout and a strikeout. The 1-0. Winds and fires. Breaking ball caught a strike. Outer half went 71. Overhand did Schulke. And it's now 1-1. Brooks down at second. Long looking from the right-hander. Comes in at the belt. Glance to second. Kicks and deals. He swings and fists it down the left field line, but it will fall foul. And it's 1-2. You You don't see a lot of guys go from underneath and then working up top. But Cam Schulke does exactly that. Picked up the save on Wednesday. Trying to keep it scoreless here. 1-2. Curls and unfurls. He swings, drubs it down the third baseline, charging Knapchack, and he lets it roll, and it's foul. Just barely missed, hopping off the bag. And by barely missed, I mean by mere inches to the left of the third base bag. He let it roll all the way down the line, and wisely knowing he was not going to throw out Nelly, retreated and saw it kind of scamper past to the left.
That was actually crazy. I don't know if we've seen one go out that late this year.
I was waiting for it to hit the bag and everybody go crazy. Nonetheless, the count's still 1-2. As Nelly calls time. Two web gyms, for the Sox in the top of the seventh. Kept this game scoreless. Can they take advantage offensively? Let's see. 1-2. The righty deals. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. In front of a 69-mile-per-hour changeup from down under as Nelly retired on strikes. And there's one down for Marvin Alcantara.
That pitch is just, it's disgusting.
Just a crazy look, too, especially for a right-hander.
Yes.
Coming from that angle. Nelly from the left side, but now Alcantara from the right. First pitch. Breaking ball, caught a strike, inside corner at 70 miles an hour. And the count starts at nothing and one. Alcantara 0 for 2, a line out, and a pop-up. 0-1, kicks and deals. Slider caught a strike. 72 on the black outside corner. And it's nothing and two. Nathaniel Uten is on deck. Scoreless here in the bottom of the seventh in Salem. 0-2. He swings and rips it down the right field line. Coming over Luis Marejo on the run. And it's down in foul ground. So Alcantara spoils it and stays alive. As Brooks remains down at second. Two hits for the Hillcats, one for the Sox. Two errors for Lynchburg. Salem is unblemished. 0-2. Winds and fires. He swings, smashes it, third base side, caught by Knapchack down at third. Second time today that Alcantara scolded a ball off the barrel of the bat that was caught on the left side of the infield. 98 on the screws, but Knapchack right there to clean it up, and there's two down.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate. He's putting balls in play better than anybody else for the Red Sox as of late, but sometimes it just finds its way right to a defender, and it's happened to him twice today.
Two down for Mr. Clutch, Nathaniel Uten. 0-2. First pitch from the belt. He swings and flies it right back towards us and just underneath us, about 5 feet in front of our broadcast booth. Slightly down the third baseline. Count starts at nothing and one. One day.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next.
It has to happen soon.
Seven ball games.
0-1 to Uten. Kicks and deals. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a strike. Outside corner. And it's 0-2. Uten had the bases clearing double yesterday on an 0-2 pitch in the bottom of the eighth to give the Sox an 8-5 lead. 0-2. Inside it goes. And it's now 1-2. Schulke tops out at about 84, as we've seen, via TrackMan. Brandon down on second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. The Sox get their first runner in scoring position. But Schulke, with two strikeouts and a line out, is able to wiggle out of the jam. We are still scoreless in Salem as we move to the eighth here at the yard. Let's step aside. Come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth in Salem. What is going to give on this Saturday night here in Southwest Virginia as we remain scoreless in Game 5 of this six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox? Ready to take you the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties, hoping to call, believe it or not, maybe the fourth Sox walk-off of the week.
Oh, boy.
Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Well, appreciate it, Carter. What a crazy dichotomy it really has been the last couple of nights. Take you back to an evening ago. The Red Sox walked it off. 9-8 the final score, and you had over 20 combined hits between the two clubs. Tonight, three combined hits, and we roll on to the top of the eighth inning. 9-1-2 due up for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's Fran Aldui, Tommy Hawk, and Christian Knapcheck. First pitch is spanked down the right field line, gobbled up by Albert Feliz. He trudges to first and steps on the bag in time for out number one. First pitch swinging, sits down Fran Aldui. He drops to 0-for-3 tonight, and we soar back to the top of the order, Tommy Hawk. He's 0-for-2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out back to the pitcher. Klander, the pitcher, on the bump for the Red Sox. Now the fifth arm and fourth out of the pen to throw tonight. He deals, first offering. It's a breaking ball, down and away, and the count now 1-0. 16th round pick out of Wayne State for the Sox. Got an interesting motion. He deals, 1-0. Fastball cranks through the outside corner, evens it up 1-1. It's almost, I refrain from using the word awkward, but it does not fully look fluid. A little bit more of a jagged motion is the best way to put it. The 1-1, breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. And hey, if it works for you, it works for you, but it's not one foul swoop, if that makes sense. He kind of jolts a couple of different times before throwing the 2-1. Spiked in the dirt, 3-1. He was efficient in his first frame of work. Surrendered a leadoff walk before three absolutely spectacular Red Sox defensive plays helped him out to end the inning. He kicks and deals, 3-1. Fastball hit to the right side of the infield, and a diving catch is made. Nazan Zanatello, 2-away. You had Arias with the fantastic diving stab from short last frame. You had Albert Feliz with a diving snag at first base. You had Nellie Taylor Jr. with a Superman catch in center. And now Nazan Zanatello says, let me get in on this party. A snow cone grab on a soft liner for the second out. First pitch to Christian Knapcheck, and a breaking ball raises above the zone, 1-0.
I was just telling Will Howe in the room to our right, we've been treated as baseball fans the last 2 days.
Yes.
The game yesterday was insane, but this game as well.
1-0, breaking ball lifted into the air, could be trouble, shallow center. Nellie Taylor out underneath it, and he makes the head high catch, no problem, for out number three. Carter, you were saying.
No, you get a pitcher still like this, and to see the amount of defensive web gems we've seen, a pure baseball fan can appreciate that. And to have this dichotomy the last 2 days kind of shows the beauty of baseball. And it's been a whole lot of fun for us to kind of chronicle, if you will.
Let's sing a little Sweet Caroline on a beautiful Saturday night here in Salem. Still scoreless. Out of the eighth on tap after this.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Pitchers duel on a steamy Saturday night here in Salem. We roll on to the bottom of the eighth. Still scoreless. It's 7-8-9 due up for the Sox. Kareem Ayubi, Albert Feliz, and Daniel McCalvity. Schulke remains on the bump for the Hillcats, and a first pitch fastball misses down it in at the ankles. The count is now 1-0. Absolutely gorgeous Saturday night. The sun is setting behind the Blue Ridge Mountains here in the Roanoke Valley. The 1-0 sidewinder lifted up into the air. Foul ground, left side into the seats. 1-1. Jam-packed ballpark. It's military appreciation night, and we have been absolutely spoiled with fantastic baseball games all throughout the week. Each game separated by one run. The 1-1, and a breaking ball misses high. 2-1. The Red Sox have been winners in three of the four contests this week. Every single mark in the win column has been done via the walk-off. Sox looking for more of that magic here tonight. 2-1, breaking ball down and away off the sidearm, and it's 3-1. We've talked about it, Carter. Schulke with such an interesting and unique approach. I think that's why the Guardians really enjoy him as a prospect.
Oh, absolutely.
He brings something to the table that not many do. The 3-1 swung on and tipped into the mid of Clark. On a breaking ball, it's 3-2. He can mix you up over the top, sidearm, submarine. I mean, he's really got three different slots that he can hurl the home from.
Yeah, it kind of comes from I think the most deceptive one is when he's kind of coming from the three-quarter spot, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
He's kind of from over the shoulder, if you will.
Payoff pitch from over the top, and he struck him out. Got him to swing and miss at the 71-mile-an-hour breaking ball. And when you can crank it up to 90, 91, 92, and then drop it down as slow as 68, 71 on that one, it's just tough to hit.
I was going to say, because the previous inning he topped out at 84, and then he started out this inning, and this AB at 90.
Right.
And then to go down to 71.
Here's Albert Feliz. First pitch sidewinder misses high and away on a fastball, 1-0.
Just a very deceptive at-bat. I can see why this would give some guys some fits offensively.
1-0. Breaking ball high, 2-0. Not the type of guy that I think is going to go five innings for you?
No, not from down there.
He gathers at the belt, offers 2-0. And a breaking ball misses down and away. Big Al's in front, 3-0. And that's been the one troublesome thing is Brooks Brandon worked a four-pitch walk to lead things off in the seventh. Sox trying to work another one here on Schulke. 3-0. This is outside ball four.
So I was just going to say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just the go-ahead run is on first in the bottom of the eighth, one gone.
I looked up Cam Schulke at Mississippi State where he just left, and this past year made 32 appearances, so he was a regular out of that bullpen. two saves, 5-3 record, a 4.21 ERA, but this was the issue. 47 innings, 47 punch-outs, which is great, but 23 walks.
First pitch to Daniel McAlvin. He soars up and over the zone, 1-0.
And that's not a bad strikeout-to-walk ratio, but we've seen sometimes, really both nights he's pitched here, oh, really tonight, I should say, where he has walked some guys. That's two now today.
1-0, and a breaking ball down and out. 2-0, and that's now six consecutive pitches outside of the zone.
He's given the Sox some life with a leadoff walk to Brooks in the seventh. And now it's Albert Feliz. And I think Logan Clark is recognizing that. And Schulke, I think, a little fired up, saying, kind of shoved him off the mound there. We got a good shot of that on MILB TV, saying, let's go. The competitor coming out.
Sox looking to win a third in a row. Hillcats won it on Wednesday. Salem walked it off Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The 2-0. And a breaking ball falls in there for a strike. 2-1. Salem has been kind of the victim of Lynchburg all season long. They've been their kryptonite. Two balls and a strike to pitch. Sidewinder waved on and missed. Fed him a fastball low in the zone. 2-2. 18 games were played in the 460 rivalry through three sets, heading into this series. Lynchburg had won 13 of the 18 games. And the 2-2 misses low. 3-2. Salem kind of having a get-back series here.
Yeah.
And they sit two games back in the Carolina League North, where Fredericksburg leads with a 30-20 record. 3-2. Swing, and a miss struck him out. I mean, you give him a 70-mile-an-hour breaking ball that goes from downstairs up and in. That's just filthy, man.
Well, I compared it on Wednesday, and hopefully this makes sense, just because we do a lot around college softball.
A rise ball.
Yeah, it has that comparison.
Yeah,
it
really
starts
does.
In the zone and can kind of creep up on top of you.
That's a great comparison. It's very much like a rise ball. First pitch to Franklin Arias. He lifts it high into left center field. Ranging back is Chirillo, and he makes the catch. And that's not Chirillo, Carter. Who do we got as our substitution out in center after he came out with the injury?
Tommy Hawk, I believe, makes the catch.
So who's out in left?
Barrett Reebok.
All right.
He's out in left. That was a adventure for Tommy Hawk.
It was.
There in center field.
It was. But he buries through the trenches, and he's able to haul it in. We go to the ninth, still tied, and still scoreless here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Liam Carroll has given the ball to Nathaniel Cruz, the 21-year-old righty out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And it's the top of the ninth, a scoreless ball game in the 460 rivalry between Lynchburg and Salem. Nathaniel Cruz comes in 5-3 on the year. With a 4.96 earned run average, he's appeared in 33 games for the Red Sox, hurling 49 total innings. 51 strikeouts for Cruz so far this season. You compare it to 26 walks, and Cruz has earned four saves throughout 2024. A consistent arm in late-game situations for the Red Sox all year long. His work is cut out for him. A great spot in the order for Lynchburg. Barrett Reebok is in for Jason Chirillo, who came out of the ballgame with an injury. And the first pitch is taken down and in outside of the zone, 1-0. Luis Marejo is on deck, and Garrett Howe is in the hole. It's 3-4-5 for the Hillcats, and the 1-0 to Reebok. Swings and misses through a breaking ball outer half. 1-1. Reebok taking his first at-bat of the ball game here from the left side for Lynchburg. Salem now on to their sixth arm of the night in Nathaniel Cruz. He kicks and deals. 1-1. Fastball drubbed to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Albert Feliz, and he lost it. Tried to throw it. Missed it on the exchange. Didn't get it to first. Don't know if he had a great play either.
Yeah, I don't know if they get him there. That's going to be a hit. Infield hit for Reebok. Just the fourth combined hit today.
I mean, and that one doesn't even leave the infield.
No.
That's really not on Cruz.
No.
Not on anybody.
64 off the bat.
Sure. Sets it up for Luis Morejo, a swinging bunt almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Runner off of first, nobody out, top of the ninth. Scoreless game. First pitch, fastball, sizzle, left side of the infield, foul. 0-1 for Morejo. He is 1-for-3. Pop out, ground out, and a base hit. Back in the second, he was stranded at second base. How about this, Carter? Lynchburg with just their 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth base runner. And now the sixth in Luis Morejo. He's been on twice.
And the Sox have just had 1, 2, 3. They've had 4 base runners. So what, just 10 combined base runners now today?
Four combined hits. Your math is correct. Well, one on the way. Misses inside with the breaking ball. 1-1. 1-1. Well, if you're the Sox here, you got to try and find another shutdown frame. The lone base runner in the last 4 innings came in the 7th. It was a walk to lead things off. The 1-1, breaking ball runs high, 2-1. Garrett Howe had worked a leadoff walk in the 7th. He made it all the way to 3rd and was left there on a fantastic diving catch by Nellie Taylor Jr. in center field to keep Lynchburg off the board.
The Sox' defense has kept this game scoreless today, no doubt.
2-1. He swings and knifes it foul, left side again. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Luis Morejo, who is hitting .317. 3 homers, 13 RBI. Something's got to give here in the 9th inning. Red Sox have walked it off 3 of the 4 games this week. All 3 games that they've won, they've walked it off. If they'll win, they'll walk it off again tonight. 2-2. Plunked him on the left elbow on a 2-2 count. It gives them first and second. That's a mistake that you wish you had back, Carter.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Brooks Brandon going to come out and have a conversation. Now you hope to spin the double play ball or get a strikeout. But, I mean, you have 2 strikes on Luis Morejo, who, to your point, is one of the more higher prolific hitters on this Hillcats team. And, you know, he singled earlier in the game. But he also just barely missed a homer earlier, too. So you have him on the ropes, and you plunk him on the elbow guard.
Feels as though tonight's coming down to who's got the deeper pen.
Yeah.
Garrett Howe from the left side. First and second, nobody out. Scoreless in the 9th. First pitch. Fastball down it in, 1-0. And now you got to throw strikes if you're Nathaniel Cruz.
Well, Contra going to play in at third, too, just in case they try and lay one down.
Howe is 0-for-2, a strikeout, ground out, and a walk. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball down and out, 2-0. Howe hitting .300 in a small sample size. Biggest spot of his young single-A career here. Cruz gathers at the belt, glances over to second, and the righty deals, 2-0. Fastball tipped back, a screwball to the backstop, 2-1.
Well, Garrett Howe is here for a reason. 11th round pick out of Stanford just a few weeks ago, from Atlanta, Georgia, and a reason why he gets drafted he hit 369 this past year at the Bulldogs and has carried it over into pro ball.
2-1 to Howe. Breaking ball misses high and away. It's 3-1. Cruz now up to 12 pitches, just 5 strikes here in this ninth inning. First and second, nobody out. 3-1 pitch. Got a strike in there at the knees with a fastball. Fills it up 3-2. 94 on the radar gun. Tom Cruz, I'm not straying away from that.
No, I'm not either. I would definitely go for something towards the bottom of the zone because you want to induce that ground ball here if possible.
He deals. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away. And the bases are loaded in the top of the ninth. A hit by pitch, and a walk.
Oh, and gonna have a meeting on the bump. Nobody loosening up in the Salem bullpen. So this is Nathaniel Cruz's inning for now. Now you need the strikeout. You have to have a strikeout here. I would assume the entire infield is going to come in. Everybody's got to be moving on the pit or on contact, I should say. Or on a ground ball is a better way to put it. Third time's the charm. I'll get it out eventually. But you get a chopper in the infield, you're probably going to have a play at the plate. So you need for either that to happen. But what you really need is the strikeout. Because that's your ticket to getting out of this inning unscathed. And unfortunately for Nathaniel Cruz, with the game still scoreless and runs being scarce and non-existent today, you've got to find a way to still escape this jam without giving up a run. A strikeout and a double play ball is what you need.
Oh, it's happened. Lynchburg had him loaded in the second. First pitch to Logan Clark. He hit him, and Lynchburg breaks the seal. They take a 1-0 lead on the second hit by pitch of the ninth. And the Hillcats are in front, 1-0.
And if you're going to get hit, that's exactly how you want to get hit if you're Logan Clark. Graze the elbow guard, and you get an RBI out of it.
First pitch to Juan Benjamin. Chopped right side. Albert Feliz Fields throws home. And Brooks Brandon was taken off the bag, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. So a run scores. It's 2-0. And safe at first as well as Benjamin on the fielder's choice.
The worst part is the bases remain loaded with nobody out. And it's now 2-0. And the plate was there. Like if as good as the Sox have been defensively today, that's going to go down as an E3 as well. They're going to score it because they would have had the out of the play if the throw is there.
Manuel Mejias takes a fastball high and in, 1-0. Infield playing in, bases reloaded. 2-0 Lynchburg lead in the top of the ninth. Cruz deals, 1-0. Breaking ball outside, gets away from Brandon. No opportunity to move.
And that's what stings. Like Barrett Reebok led off the inning with the single. An infield single. Like a chopper to the right side. Nothing you can do about that one. But then a hit by pitch. A walk. A hit by pitch to tie the game. Or to go up, I should say. 1-0. And then you get the fielder's choice in the ground ball you needed. And the throw is high.
2-0 to Mejias. Fastball lifted into the air, foul ground, left side into the seats, 2-1. Well, now the offense is going to have their work cut out for them.
And you got to do everything you can now to keep this game as close as possible. 2-0 as we speak. I think now you just got to hope to go into the bottom of the inning. So down by 3, maybe. You can't give up a 4th and a 5th.
3-1. Breaking ball outside. 3-1.
you can't give up a fourth and a fifth, because at that point, the game, I shouldn't say, is out of hand, but it becomes a pretty tough task. And in a game in which you haven't been able to do much offensively, it becomes even tougher. So got to limit everything now.
3-1. Swing and a miss. Through a breaking ball. 3-2. Need a strikeout here. Double play would be a dandy as well.
Yes. Info remains in.
Payoff pitch. Tip back to the net. 95 on a fastball, low in the zone.
They'll go home again on a ground ball.
Three, two, swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball way outside. He chased the first out in the ninth.
I was going to say, Mejias is frustrated too, because he knows that he gave Cruz a break there. I mean, he chased way out of the zone on a ball that really was never in the strike zone,
no.
too. It's one thing for it to be a slider that kind of dips into the dirt that starts in, but that's a big out there.
First pitch to Fran Aldui under the hands, a fastball, 1-0.
So now the middle infield will play back, because they'll look to spin the double play. The corners, or at least Marvin Alcantara, remains in. They'll go home.
One ball, no strikes to pitch. Fastball lifted back, 1-1. Well, Lynchburg trying to keep the hopes of a series split alive here. They lead it 2-0 with one gone and the bases loaded. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2.
Arias playing just behind the bag at second. Zanatello shaded over. Alcantara in on the grass. Feliz behind the bag at first. Need that strikeout.
Cruz deals, 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. That breaking ball off the plate again, two away.
That's a big-time response from Nathaniel Cruz. Back-to-back Ks, and now the entire infield draws back. And you're an out away, from all things considered, giving your offense a shot in the bottom of the ninth, which is all you can ask for after how this inning started.
Here's Tommy Hawk from the left side. Bases juice, two gone, and the first pitch. Fastball misses inside, gets away from Brandon. He slides to the warning track. A run scores. 3-0 Hillcats, second and third. Couldn't have it, Carter.
No. And that one is extra painful because you're an out away. That's tough. Now 3-0 and a potential fourth and fifth run. Fourth and fifth runs are now in scoring position. Base it now. I mean, that could pretty much wrap it up.
1-0 to Hawk. Breaking ball high. 2-0.
I say wrap it up, but after what we saw yesterday, who knows?
Never count it considered it over.
No.
Well, the Sox, too, it felt dead in the water heading into the ninth the other night, and then they explode and walk it off. The night you weren't here.
Yeah, true.
2-0. Breaking ball called a strike in her half. 2-1.
I was tapped into you at PK's Bar and Grill.
I know you were.
I was tapped in. By the way, I wasn't just at a restaurant. I had something going on that night. But it ended before the game was over. So I got to enjoy the last little bit.
Second and third, two gone in the ninth. And the 2-1. Got a fastball in there at the knees for a strike. Evens are up, 2-2. Cruz looking for a third consecutive strikeout here. Two on the way. Breaking ball misses high and away. Now it's full. You do have somewhere to put him. And Carter, the Fredericksburg Nationals have lost.
Yeah, so at worst, the Sox will remain
two back
of first place.
Three balls, two strikes, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down and away again. back-to-back-to-back strikeouts out of Nathaniel Cruz, but the Hillcats plate three. A rocky start to the ninth. It bites the Sox. The seal has been broken, and their work's cut out for them in the home half. 3-0 Lynchburg lead. Is there any magic left in these Red Sox bats? We're about to find out after this on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Until the Sandman he come, the Sox better sleep with one eye open. Down 3-0, backs against the wall. Bottom of the ninth on a Saturday night in Salem, trying to make the comeback happen in an absolute pitcher's duel in a series that has been plagued with magic, chaos, defensive gems, timely hits, explosive hits, and everything you could ask for from one spectrum of baseball all the way to the other. 20-plus hits last night. Just 4 combined hits tonight. And it all comes down to the bottom of the ninth. 3-0, Hillcats in front. Red Sox ready to go. And a good spot in the order as well. 2-3-4, Nazan Zanatello, Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr. all set to dig in. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. So glad you could join us, Carter. The Sox, if they're going to win it, it's going to be a fourth walk-off this week. And I kid you not, they've won every single game up to this point. 3 out of 4, all via the walk-off.
And you got the middle of the order, too. Nazan Zanatello, Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr. You just need a couple of base runners. That's something you really haven't been able to get at all today. So if Nazan can get on here, give yourself some momentum, that's exactly what you need.
First pitch on the way. And Zanatello takes a fastball high and in off the right arm of Renny Artiles, the 22-year-old righty who's 4-3 on the year with a 3.59 ERA in 28 games. He deals 1-0. Fastball misses high once again. Nazan just jolted the bat off his right shoulder. Thought better of it. It's 2-0. Zanatello,
nice.
Yeah, you'll take that. He's 0-3 tonight. A line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. 2-0. Fastball high. 3 balls, no strikes for Nazan Zanatello.
We've seen some wonky things throughout the week.
Down 3 runs, 3-0 lead for Lynchburg. Just 4 combined hits. The 3-0. Taken for a strike at the top of the zone. It gets Artiles over at 86, and it's 3-1. Nazan was taking all day long, ahead 3-0. There's the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And all of a sudden, it's a full count at 3-2. Biggest pitch of the game, because it dictates the tide of this bottom of the ninth, whether the Sox have a base runner or one out. Payoff on the way. Rings him up at the top of the zone, strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Frank Jones pulls the trigger. I'll tell you what, Carter, it's half in, half out. You can't be upset about it.
It's a borderline one. Could have gone either way. It's just a tough break for Nazan. And Liam Carroll was definitely barking at Frank Jones there. Because it has been a little bit
Here's Brooks Brannan. First pitch breaking ball curls back in over the heart of the plate. 0-1.
I think Frank Jones has caught a good game today. There have been some moments where it has been inconsistent at the top, and that may have been the point.
0-1. Breaking ball dials in there again, outer half. 0-2. Now you're in trouble if you're the Sox. Brooks behind in the count. One gone. Nobody on. Trailing by a trifecta of runs in the ninth. 0-2. Breaking ball misses down and away. You would have loved a base runner there, because it escaped the clutches of Clark behind the dish. But he didn't quite know where the ball went either. 1-2.
Again, just need one. One base runner to give you a little bit of a spark, if you will.
1-2. Misses outside. 96 with the heat. Evened up 2-2 for Brooks.
And obviously you just have one hit. It was the Kareem Ayoubi. Two out single in the fifth. That dunked into right center.
2-2. Drilled foul right side. A screamer into the seats. Brooks stays alive. He's 0-2. He walked in the seventh. Made it to second on a failed pickoff attempt, but nothing following. 2-2 to Brooks. Misses down and away with a breaking ball. Boy, that could have gone either way. Half in, half out.
Brannan is the lone guy in the top six of the order that has reached today with that walk, as you referred to.
Sox with just one hit tonight. Payoff pitch. He swings, cranks it high, deep to right. Running back Marejo, and it's off the tippy top of the wall. How did it not get out? Brannan loses his helmet around second. Slides feet first into third. One out, triple in the ninth, and the Sox have life.
Well, there's your spark. I'm with you. I don't know how that ball didn't get out. A high towering shot to right. I mean, when we say tippy top, there are some times where we give it that 2 to 3 feet wiggle room. No, this was like as tippy toppy as it gets. Off the very, we saw Frank Linares homer off the top of the wall earlier this year and bounce out of play. This one hit off the top of the wall and bounced back into play.
Well, it's all set up for Nellie Taylor Jr. He's 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. But 16 in blue has been dynamite for the Sox in the last couple of weeks. First pitch, breaking ball nearly hits him high and in, 1-0.
Tying run still in the on-deck circle. Need another base runner. Nearly went oppo to Brooks Brannan.
1-0. Almost hit him again, high and in. This time a fastball at 96, it's 2-0. That's well off the plate.
Yeah. Infield, of course, playing back. They'll gladly trade the second out for the run.
Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. He swings, lifts it foul. Left side into the seats. 2-1 for Nellie. Nellie Taylor Jr. has homered twice this week. Had a jack on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday. They've come in timely spots in this series. Does he have another one here? 2-1. Fastball down and in. 3-1. Had the rest last night, 0-3 with a walk the night before. Double at a homer Tuesday, 3-1. Misses in the dirt, it's ball four. That'll do just fine. Runners on the corners, one gone. And the tying run's at the plate for the Sox in the bottom of the ninth.
Tying run gets a crack. By the way, fifth career triple for Brooks Brannan. Gives the Sox some life. Nelly with the walk, and Marvin Alcantara just needs to kind of keep the train moving here.
Marvin Alcantara digs in from the right side. 0-3 tonight. Runners on the corners. One gone. First pitch to Marv. Runner takes off from first. Pitch misses high. Throw through to second. Not in time. Stolen base, Nellie Taylor Jr. Second and third for the Sox with a tying run at the plate.
One for the Hillcats. Taylor's run still does not matter. Like, they they don't need to be focused on Nelly Taylor Jr. I actually didn't look. I didn't know if they were holding him on or not. I believe they were. Nelly took off. And here comes Tony Arnold. Like, Alcantara is what matters at the plate. Brannon, Nelly Taylor, if they score, so what? But you have to keep Alcantara from reaching and giving the Sox some more life.
It does not appear as though the Hillcats will be making a change here. Simply a conversation. And Carter, what is this dialogue in this dramatic moment in a week that's been full of them?
Well, I think, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, what would the ninth inning have been without any drama? By the way, Garrett Howe and Fernando Dewey thought they had Nelly Taylor, but kind of swiped that right arm with the swim move around.
Yeah.
The reason why he was safe. But the conversation may have been about that, where those two runners don't matter. Like, Artiles needs to worry about the hitter at the plate, and that's Alcantara. And then Daniel Tenz on deck. Like, that's who he's going to be focused in on. No need to worry about the two on the base pass.
Alcantara's in. One ball and no strikes. Second and third. The pitch. Fastball simmers at the top of the zone for a strike. One and one. One gone. Tying run at the plate for the Red Sox. Bottom of the ninth, trailing it 3-0. 1-1 offering. He swings and nubs it foul right side. It's 1-2. Marvin Alcantara. Two hits yesterday and a 2-for-3 outing. 0-for-3 tonight. Sox with just two hits. 1-2 on the way. Misses a hair off the plate at 82 with the breaking ball. Even at two apiece. Brannon at third. Nelly Taylor Jr. at second. 2-2 pitch. Misses downstairs and in with the fastball. And the count is full for Marvin Alcantara.
And you cannot walk him. Now, you can still be aggressive because, again, that runner at third means nothing. So you can, if you want, still spike one in the dirt and try and induce that swing and miss.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball dead down Broadway. And it's out number two. Blew him away. I don't think he was expecting the fastball.
No, I don't think he was either.
Well, guess who's up to the plate? 22 in blue has been molded for moments like this all season long. Does the clutch kid have another magic moment in him? First pitch on the way. And a breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-0. Nathaniel Uten all season has delivered moment after moment in clutch situations for the Red Sox. 1-0. He swings and knifes it foul into the seats opposite side, 1-1. I take you back on two cool nights earlier this summer where he had back-to-back walk-offs on back-to-back nights. I take you to the bottom of the eighth yesterday. An absolutely massive bases-clearing double to tie the game. Here's the 1-1. He swings and drubs it foul, 1-2, and the Sox down to their final strike.
And a seventh homer here would be nice, too. Just want to extend the game, but if he leaves the yard again, we're knotted up.
Second and third for the Red Sox. Two gone. 1-2 the count. Down to their final breath. The 1-2 rings him up, strike three, 96 on the outside corner. In an anticlimactic conclusion to one heck of a ball game. 3-0 the final score, Lynchburg wins it.
Yeah, a tough one for the Sox, right? I mean, it's hard to win with two hits. Now, they only surrendered three. I mean, the pitching staff as a whole was tremendous for Salem today. Defensively, the Sox were tremendous. Just kind of ran into a little bit of a blip at the top of the ninth with the walks and the hit by pitches and then the E3. Came back to bite. Unfortunately, just a tough one for Salem. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't think 3-0 really does justice as to how close the game truly was.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing. Like, nothing, first eight innings. Hillcats loaded the bases in the third. And to the Sox's credit, they saved a run in, oh, is it the fifth or the sixth with, let's see, what inning was that? That was the seventh, actually, where Franklin already saved the run, ranging to his left and threw across to first by keeping the ball out of the outfield. And then Nellie Taylor Jr. dove and made that play to save the run with two outs. But, yeah, I mean, again, you only get two hits. Kareem Ayoubi, hopefully, you know, we're hoping for the best for Jason Churio as well, who went down on that play. And then also Brooks Brandon, the triple off the top of the wall. Unfortunately, you know, that came with the Sox already down 3-0, and then you do have second and third with one down, but you can't get the big hit after that. Two strikeouts. And hey, still an opportunity tomorrow. The Frednets lost, still two back in first place, and still got a chance to win the series, which was the goal coming into the week.
No doubt about it. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2:40 pregame, 3:05 first pitch for the series finale between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. 3-0 the final score tonight. For everyone in the room to our right making the magic happen, our video production manager, Will Howell, my broadcast partner, Carter Hill, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night. This has been a presentation of Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.